What is known is that when the two vanguards, coshed into insensibility, were later discovered in a gutter near Bow Street, they could not reconstruct the precise details of Pierce's escape. The only thing they agreed upon was the appearance of the driver, a tough brute of a man, they said, with an ugly white scar across his forehead. The police van was later recovered in a field in Hampstead. Neither Pierce nor the driver was ever apprehended. Journalistic accounts of the escape are vague, and all mention that the authorities showed reluctance to discuss it at length. In September, the British recaptured Cawnpore. They took no prisoners, and burned, hanged, and disemboweled their victims. When they found the blood-soaked house where the women and children had been slaughtered, they made the natives lick the red floor before hanging them. They went on sweeping through India in what was called the Devil's Wind, marching as much as 60 miles a day, burning whole villages and murdering every inhabitant, tying mutineers to the muzzles of cannons and blowing them to bits. The Indian Mutiny was crushed before the end of the year. In August 1857, Burgess, the railway guard, pleaded the stresses of his son's illness, claiming that it had so warped his moral inclinations that he fell in with criminals. He was sentenced to only 2 years in Marshalsea Prison, where he died of cholera that winter. The screwsman, Robert Ager, was sentenced to transportation to Australia for his part in the great train robbery. Ager died a wealthy man in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, in 1902. His grandson, Henry L. Ager, was the Lord Mayor of Sydney from 1938 to 1941.